So let's get into this talk about the movement, because this is a word that's used a lot. I mean, certainly Integral Life is in its new web platform that's launching in April. We have a whole calling about the movement because we understand that's the narrative. In some ways, it's the inspiring narrative, right? Way before you get to Aqua. I mean, even you and I, where did we first get Ken? Up from Eden. The inspiring narrative of just the evolutionary impulse, as Andrew calls it, but the evolutionary move first, way before you get to stages and states and all the rest of that. That's the first big shift. And once you make that shift, you can't go back, for better or for worse. You just can't see the world in the same mm-hmm. way anymore. Mm-hmm. So this question of is integral a movement and all the rest of that. So what's your sort of take on movements and, mm-hmm. and how they're described? Because mm-hmm. you and I have had enough years to see other movements, and there are movements going on in the world right now, including the Tea Party. You know, this is a movement.
Precisely what integral brings us is we see that movements aren't in a way the way we thought they were. It's not like I have to make this movement happen. That's a first tier view. I mean, is I have to do this. In second tier, we realize, yes, I have to participate, but this movement is happening. It's happening under its own power. Consciousness is evolving, and I can play a part in that, and I want to play a part in that, but I also want to just unfurl my sails and ride the updraft of that, and that I can see that it's happening under its own power. So you can relax a little bit, as well as, you know, just get in touch with a different kind of motivation where you realize that I can feel the procreant urge of the world in my own mind and body. I can feel this imperative that I create and that I help and that I bring this view that is radically friendly to all of these other factions that are fighting and competing. And not that I think that I'm going to bring anybody to one view, but that I can help the system to just be healthy as it evolves. And that is just sort of a different kind of motivation than I have to do this. I we've driven the world into a ditch. I have to save it. And things are worse than they've ever been. And, you know, I'm just tired of that.
So I so get that you get tired. And one of the great things for me about Integral is it actually shifted all that stuff into a view that is more hopeful. And of course, you've been a huge influence on me in helping me see this. So every time I constrict about the world and go, it's all going to hell. If we don't do this, it's all going to, and all that mm-hmm. constriction is to say, well, actually, yeah, that's partially true. There are things that are not great, but there's actually a lot of things that are transforming.
Yeah, and I actually think that we need to be clearer about that shift. And I noticed in some of the comments that, you know, people are, you know, you watch your jargon and, you know, you're putting people down and putting people into categories. And, you know, I get that. And I really do get green meme. I'm waist deep in green to this day. I mean, I get how hierarchies can dominate people and can marginalize people and that sort of thing and all these maps and so forth. But there is a post-green way of looking at natural hierarchy and holarchy. And it actually helps us to see that that's green and this is integral. And that's first tier and this is second tier. And one of the markers of first tier, including green, is this idea that the world has gone to hell and that we somehow have to save it. And I just think that we can, as integralists, push off of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we can say there's actually another view here. Yes, totally. Where we're waking up, we're growing up, mm-hmm. we're maturing, we're becoming smarter and more loving and more compassionate mm-hmm. and more effective. And can't we just take some comfort in that? Can we take some inspiration from that and move that forward? Mm-hmm. And notice mm-hmm. when we're going back to these fear motivations.
Yeah.